You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
You know, sometimes I don't know why, but this old town just seems so
what
hopeless.
What about guys? DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday. Should start raining anytime now. Maybe it's raining out where you are if you're out west. And we'll have Dave Murray today, about 90 minutes from now. But I can tell you, it's going to rain all night. So there you go. Attorney Brad Young joins us. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave.
So you're our main guy for talking about what the shooting in Minneapolis yesterday. And I, there's so much passion on both sides and so many opinions on both sides. And, you know, I'm one of those people that when people say this is clear, and again, maybe it's my legal training where, as you know, Brad, they try to train that out of you. Like in law school, for example, Wheels, they will assign, you know, I'm debating Brad and I prepare to debate Brad. And then you get there and they say, no, now you take Brad's position.
Oh, you got to switch it around.
Right.
I like that.
So that's kind of just the way my brain works. I don't think this is, quote unquote, clear. The law is interesting from what I researched. So I've been really looking forward to having you on. You take it away and you take it wherever you want to take it.
Well, first of all, the discussion you guys were having in the 1 o'clock hour through 1:30, that was fantastic. I was driving back from a doctor's deposition and Wheels, you nailed it when you said that, you know, we should not be rooting for any of our politicians. We should be analyzing and scrutinizing what they do and make our decisions based on actions. And I love that. But there's nothing clear about this situation. I tried to summarize this case as best I could for radio. And I came up with four issues here that I think have to be resolved. And the first one is whether Minnesota can bring state charges against this ICE agent or whether he gets federal immunity under the Supremacy Clause. That's the first issue.
And secondly, also, Brad, let me interrupt you there because this is a related issue. It's just being reported now that the state officials from Minnesota have backed off because the FBI said, you're not a part of this. You're not a part of this investigation. We're not going to share evidence with you. So they said, okay, and they've just stopped.
Yeah, I heard that reported at the top of the hour, but I didn't know that that meant they weren't even going to pursue any state charges.
It's the way it's sounding.
So that's the way it sounds. So that's not going to be an issue. The other issues, though, are whether federal prosecutors could bring charges for deprivation of rights. We've seen those in various situations, like the police officer in Springfield, Illinois, that shot the lady who was boiling water. And the question was that a willful deprivation of her rights? And the court found that it was. There's also the civil liability, because usually law enforcement gets qualified immunity under the Federal Tort Claims Act. But if they go beyond the scope of their duties, then you don't get that civil immunity. And then the third and the fourth thing, rather, that you guys have been talking about here is how the factual record. And when I say the factual record, I mean the videos, the witness accounts, the forensic evidence. How does that intersect with the constitutional use of force standards under the Fourth Amendment? And that's really where the rubber is going to meet the road here.
Yeah, I told the guys earlier today, I said, I really researched this, which, as you know, I don't. And I really looked into it and the statutes and the case law on it. And I said, after the dust settles, it really just comes down to whether a trier of fact, whether that's a judge or a jury or just the court of public opinion, whether the trier of fact believes that this officer reasonably believed that he was in imminent danger.
You nailed it. And what I tried to do, Dave, this morning before I went to my doctor's deposition is I tried to come up with some bullet points for analysis. And I looked at, I looked at 8 or 10 federal cases involving police officers' use of deadly force in situations where someone was fleeing in an automobile. And I came up with some bullet points, and these are just for analysis purposes. And that is, number one, does the suspect pose an immediate threat of death to the officer or to others? Okay. If a person's fleeing, even if that officer is, to the side of the car and is not directly in front of the car, might a speeding car pose a threat to other people? We saw that in the situation, I think it was in Wisconsin, where the guy was driving through the crowd of people. You could shoot that person as a police officer because they're an imminent threat to others, even if the officer is not directly in front of the car. There's also the nature of the crime. Was the suspect wanted for a violent felony? And here we don't have any evidence of that. We also have, is there alternate options? Is there some other way, a taser or spike strips or any other way to stop the vehicle other than shooting them? The officer's position, and that's really what's going to be important here, was the officer himself in the position where he was in imminent threat? Were there any warnings given? We don't know this yet. Stop the car or I'll open fire. I don't know that we have any specific evidence on that. But here's really also one of the more important things is that the split-second judgment.
Yeah,
courts will typically defer to police officers with on-scene decisions. There's actually a Supreme Court case on this. They call it objective reasonableness of whether or not that officer was felt threatened and his life was felt threatened. And it's not just going to come down to the video. It's going to come down to also what he says. Were the shots fired while the threat was active as opposed to after the threat had passed? So those are all points here that I wanted to throw out for discussion purposes.
Yeah.
And as you can see from these things I've thrown out, it's not clear one way or the other. And anyone who says it's clear from any perspective, I think is just articulating a political position and not articulating a real analysis of what happened.
Yeah, the only thing that I absolutely disagreed with, and it's not just because Trump said it, he just happened to have said it, is very quickly he came out and said, I watched the video and this lady violently, willfully, and viciously tried to run the agent over. What I always try to do, and maybe you're the same, Brad, is I try to put myself as a juror, either for a grand jury or a trial. And if the prosecuting attorney or the defense attorney, whichever, started with that, saying that it was violent, willful, and vicious, I would be thinking, I don't think it was.
No.
Here's what I think happened. And take it or leave it. Agree, disagree. I think that, first of all, I'm not a fan of protesting the way that she did, putting yourself, blocking roads and things like that. Never been a fan. Doesn't mean you should get shot in the face. But I think when they approached her vehicle seriously and started trying to open the door, she panicked. She wanted to get the hell out of there. She backed up. She turned her wheel to the right. And and you can see from a freeze frame that as soon as she started moving forward, the police officer unholstered his service weapon. And I think it's close because just looking at it as a guy, forget that I'm an attorney, forget anything else, just looking at it as a human being, it seems like he had the option of stepping back and out of the way or stepping forward and trying to stop her. And it looked like he stepped forward and tried to stop her and got clipped by, you know, the front left side of her vehicle, and then shot one through the windshield, two through the open window. Not sure which one, if it could have been more than one, made contact. But for people who are like, murder, it's murder. Well, she also hit him with the car. Like, any way you cut it, you can say he should have avoided it. He could have avoided it. And in my way of thinking, he probably could have and should have. But the bottom line is she was taking off, getting out of there, and she hit an officer with her car. That's why, yeah, to me, it's muddy.
It is very muddy because the way that the wheels, the front tires are angled, I think shows that the driver did not have an intent to run over the officer, but rather had an intent to get out of the situation by turning her wheels to the right. Now, having said that, for the purposes of the use of force analysis on the police officer, her intent really is not relevant mm-hmm. to the analysis. The only intent here, or a subjective intent that's relevant, is whether the police officer was in an actual position of being harmed by the vehicle, not the intent of the driver.
Yeah.
So in other words, let's put it in a totally different fact pattern. If you've got an old man who's 90, who can't see and can't hear, is driving a car and it's coming towards the police officer accidentally, that police officer could use deadly force, even though the old man wearing a hat had no intent to hurt the police officer. So the intent of the driver isn't all that relevant. But what is relevant is what was the police officer thinking, and did he reasonably meaning based on the facts and circumstances, fear for his life or the lives of others if she was speeding away in a reckless manner? That's going to be the focal point of all the legal analysis.
Brad, one of the listeners is asking, basically, is there any difference legally that it was an ICE agent as opposed to a police officer?
No difference at all. They're all considered law enforcement. So the fact that it's an ICE agent really doesn't have any relevance to the situation, again, because it's considered law enforcement and they're government agents.
What's your gut as to whether there will be a prosecution?
Boy, you know, here's one of those situations where and I felt this in many situations where if you choose not to prosecute, at that point, it becomes a political decision. And from my perspective, in order to make sure that it's fair, regardless of whether you think the police officer committed a crime or didn't commit a crime, the safer bet is to bring charges and allow a court to decide. That way, it cannot be framed as a political decision to not prosecute.
Which side would you rather be on as a lawyer? Not morally or any way, just like we're back to law school, you're presented this fact pattern. Which do you think has the easier route to victory?
Yeah, I think the defense here has the easiest route to victory, and I'll tell you why. There is a long list. In fact, I've got a list of cases here in front of me, not that anybody cares, but there's a long list of court cases where courts will defer in favor of the police officer when there is a reasonable opportunity or a reasonable likelihood that the officer's life was in danger. And so on those close calls, you know, the adage in baseball is ties go to the runner, although I don't know that that's true in the era of high-speed photography. But if a tie goes to the runner, in legal cases, the tie goes to the police officer. So I think the police officer here, being a defense attorney for the police officer, they've got the greatest likelihood of winning this.
Brad, as I always do, I'm going to ask you to take off your lawyer hat and put on your political pundit hat. How do you think both sides are handling it? What do you think is fair? What do you think is across the line?
Well, I think the mayor of Minneapolis, his position has been way across the line, using profanity, calling the federal police and the Trump administration using expletives on television. I don't think there's any point, whether it's Republican or Democrat, that our elected officials should be cursing in response to a news conference. We want our officials to be better than us. And if we're cussing, that's fine. But if our leaders are doing it, I think that's beyond the pale. On the other side, I think it's a problem for anyone to say, as I mentioned earlier, that this is clear cut one way or the other. It's not clear cut. It is muddy. There is a lot of subjectivity to this, and it's going to take time for us as a country and as the legal process to siphon and parcel out the parts of this case to reach some conclusions. And this is not a time for knee-jerk reactions.
Casey online asked an interesting question. Basically, can you be disqualified from being on the jury for being a Republican or a Democrat in a case like this?
I don't think so, because, you know, Dave, from your experience and from my own when I've tried civil cases, that the judge will say if someone has maybe some type of appearance of impropriety, they're going to say, well, does that keep you from having an open mind, or does that keep you from looking at the facts objectively and not through a partisan lens? And the judge is going to parcel that out when it comes to jury selection.
Yeah.
But listen, it can also go too far the other way. So if you've got someone who's a political person who's actually working in campaigns, who's a political operative, yeah, those people would be disqualified one way or the other if your entire livelihood, if John Hancock or Michael Kelly is on the jury, that, you know, that would be or being picked for a jury, that would be a problem.
So Joel has an interesting comment. He says, I agree it would be very hard to prove in court that it was murder, but this is one of those situations where the burden of proof is so high, but it does not change the reality of the situation for me. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Oh, sure. And the question isn't going to be, did the officer commit murder? The question will be framed, did the officer have a reasonable expectation to believe that his life was in danger to the extent to justify the use of deadly force? That's going to be the question, because it's always how you frame the question that determines how a case proceeds. And this is one of those classic cases that you don't ask, did this guy murder the woman? No. There was no intent. There was no backstory here. None of that. It's not like a Murder, She Wrote episode. It's going to be, did the officer, was he reasonable in using deadly force, yes or no?
All right, Brad, well done. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Welcome back, DGS. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to our buddy Greg Damon, who is the car guy for Camel Wax, talk about the changes in inspection laws and such. Janelle's going to be here at 3. We'll talk entertainment. Mike Elam will be here at 4. I'm sure we'll revisit the shooting with him. I'm sure he has views on that. So, Kev, Josh Hawley in trouble with the president again?
Sure sounds like it, right? I mean, well, for the, you know, the latest thing is obviously he's part of the movement to have Congress retake some power over the actions in Venezuela. And he's one of the Republicans that signed on with Democrats to do this, to try to say, hey, listen, this stuff, we should have a say in this, which they should. There are 3 co-equal branches of government, and Congress sets the budget and spending. Congress declares war, and they do have power in this situation. And apparently doing that has gotten him yelled at.
Hook me up to a lie detector test on this one. If I worshipped Trump, if I loved everything that came out of his mouth, as a smart person, I would still be very uncomfortable with the way that the legislative branch through Congress has been weakened. Not just by Donald Trump.
It's been
happening for decades.
Yes.
But you know, the civics that you learn when you're in third grade, you know, 3 co-equal branches, mm-hmm. checks and balances. I remember back then it made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if one gets too strong and one gets too weak, you're lopsided and you're going to be in trouble.
Well, and I understand why it's happened, right? The trend toward presidential orders, what do we call it? Executive orders. Has been dramatically, or should I say gradually, increasing for about 30 years. Kind of started in the 90s. Clinton used them quite a bit. And then ever since, it's just easier to do that than it is to pass legislation. Passing legislation is very difficult because control of the House, control of the Senate changes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a battle between the two, and it leads to things not getting done as fast as people would like. And to circumvent that, we have fallen back on executive orders. And the problems with executive orders are two, are obviously multiple. One is that you are undermining the branch, the legislative branch of the government by using those. Two, the next president can just undo it with a stroke of a pen. That's it, which is why you want to codify things, because then a president can't do that.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, I walk back down. Welcome back, DGS. No, 233.
Back down.
Speaking of the Billikens,
you can stand
pretty good win last night.
At the gates of hell,
have they done that before? Have they gone to VCU and won?
I don't remember.
I don't think they have.
I don't know. It's a tough spot. VCU's been really good, but the Billikens are really good this year.
They really are.
They are very
entertaining.
Probably
the best sports team we have.
They are the best sports team in St. Louis at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, they're looking, to me, they look like a tournament team. It's one of the best teams from on their end that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Being here and being around it. And they're versatile. They've got some size. They can shoot. They're deep. It's a good team.
After we talk to Greg here, we need to talk about that weirdness that happened at the Blues game in Chicago.
Yeah.
Greg Damon owns Sparks Auto and Tire. He is a Campbell Wax alum. He's a good friend with Kevin and me, and he joins us now. Hello, Greg.
How you doing, Dave?
Doing well,
hey,
buddy.
Just so you know, Billikens have never won at VCU.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
See, Greg is a fountain of knowledge.
Yes, he is.
That's right.
Greg's a
sports
guy.
I can scoop. Yes, right. Anytime I can scoop Kevin Wheeler, I'm happy.
There you go. That's one.
And you're a big hockey guy, right, Greg?
That is correct. That was crazy last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. What do you think happened?
I think that. I think Hofer probably had to go to the bathroom or something, and you know. Yeah, something like that.
Well, I was actually at Sparks Tire and Auto today. I had to get an oil change, so I was talking with Greg about this earlier. Since that conversation, Jeremy Rutherford has a piece up on The Athletic talking to Jim Montgomery. And Montgomery basically said that Hofer wasn't ready. He had his, quote, top gear off. So upper body.
Yeah.
He didn't have his gear on and couldn't get it all back together in time to make it happen.
Okay.
But they didn't know that at the time because apparently at Chicago's arena, there's not enough room on the visitor's bench for the goalie to sit there. So sometimes they'll stay in the locker room or there's a hallway that they hang out in. And he was back there and apparently had taken off all of his upper body gear. And it just took too long for it to get back, and they couldn't get it done. That was the explanation from Montgomery. And that Binnington wasn't protesting. He was just waiting for Hofer to come out, and Hofer never came out. So
That's believable.
It's still, though, like, it's still kind of inexcusable, right? Like, how is a main player just not ready to go into a game? I know he's the backup, and maybe he had to go to the bathroom, as my buddy Greg said. Maybe he just thought there's 7 minutes left in the game. They're not going to need me.
Yeah.
And got a little head start on taking the gear off. Whatever. It's still kind of a sign of what this team is, right? Like, that's the biggest takeaway. It's like, yep, this is what this season is. It's a bunch of guys that aren't ready to do their jobs. That's what it is.
Harsh, but fair.
Hey.
So Greg, of course, is the car guy. And Steve reached out last night to the story about changing laws in Missouri about inspections and such. So, Greg, tell us what's going on and what your opinion is of it.
Well, you know, here in Missouri, we have a safety inspection that's required for the entire state. And I can get into specifics of that later. But what has happened, there was some inaccurate reports regarding that the Missouri safety inspection was done away with on January 1st. And so now this is actually from the Department of Revenue website that they've said that information is inaccurate and it's been circulated through many media outlets, most likely generated from artificial intelligence sources regarding changes to Missouri vehicle registration requirements. So it's still absolutely false. We're still doing inspections you know, every day here at Sparks Tire and Auto and many other technicians and mechanic shops around the city and county and throughout the state of Missouri. I'll just throw my two cents in that, you know, the middle of the state has always wanted to get rid of the safety inspection. It used to be when I was younger, it used to be that you had your safety inspection every year. Then it became every 2 years when emissions came in, and then it became you have to have emissions every 2 years, but your safety, you could get by with the first 10 years of car or up to 150,000 miles. So if your car was 10 years or younger or unless 150,000 miles, you would not need a safety inspection, which is absolutely ludicrous to me because you can even tell how much stuff goes wrong with vehicles today under 150,000 miles. Hence, Kevin Wheeler needs tires on his car at 45,000 miles on his car. So people that don't really fix their car, they're not going to have their car fixed unless they're told to. Missouri has been one of the lowest in insurance rates for cars for many years. But if they go away with the safety inspection, insurance is going to go up as well. Huh. And not only that, it used to be that we would never see cars broke down on the side of the road, but we see more and more broke down on the side of the road today.
Greg, when you have to fail the car, what is it usually?
Oh, it could be anything for safety, just depending on what kind of car it is. I mean, anything from front end parts to, you know, a bulb for the taillight, wiper blades, a fuel leak. There's all sorts of stuff. And really, the safety inspection is just that. It's to look out for you. It's to look out for the other driver. How many of these drivers are driving next to you on the highway, zipping along at 70, 80 miles an hour that have potential defects in their car that could cause a wreck and harm them and or harm you. You wouldn't believe. I wish people could come and spend a week here and see kind of the stuff that we see on a daily basis that is just unsafe to drive.
Greg,
matter of fact, we just had one today that we failed because the brake pad was actually coming apart.
Wow.
The friction material is coming apart from the back of the brake pad. So,
Greg, how has the economy and the tariffs and all of that affected your business?
Well, parts have been up and down. Parts acquisition has been really hard ever since COVID. But with the tariffs, I think the parts have gone up a little bit, but we have seen some decreasing in parts, but it's just parts acquisition. And I don't necessarily think that's the tariffs. I think it's all the way around. It doesn't matter if it's a dealer part or if it's an aftermarket part. I've got a car here now that has been here 3 months that we're waiting on a brake control module for.
Wow.
That there is no stock, there is no sale. They're changing vendors and it's not released. So this customer is actually still paying on his car and can't drive it.
Oh, that's awful.
That really sucks. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, go see Greg Sparks. He's great.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Greg is also the 2007 Amoco Ultimate Golden Mechanic of the Year.
Nice. Very nice.
He won a competition back then, and I tease him about it every time because he got a big old gold wrench for it.
I'm on the other end of that. When I was in seventh grade, we had to take shop class, and you had metal shop, wood shop, printing, strangely, and small engine repair. And we had small engine repair for like 3 months, and I was so terrible at it that when it came time for our final where you had to actually put the engine together, the three guys who were my partners said to the teacher, "Can we have Dave not be a part of this?" And it was Catfish Hunter's brother was my teacher, and he said, "Yes, Dave can sit out." That's how bad it was. Oh, speaking of, I told Andrew to remind me of this. Rach, Kevin Wheeler hurt my feelings this morning.
What happened?
I did?
Yes, he did.
How'd I do that?
Because I'm me and you're you.
Well, what happened?
I'm a people pleaser and Kevin is a people crapper on her. So we're sitting in our office and Rach says to me, "Oh, wow, the Cardinals just signed Lars Nootbaar to another year." And I can't get out of my seat fast enough because I love sharing information with people. They go, "Oh my gosh, Dave, that's great. You know what Dave just told me, blah, blah, blah." Again, it's pathologic, but it's me. So I'm fast walking back to Kevin's, you know, office and I go, "Hey, how about Lars Nootbaar?" And Kevin goes, he looks at me like this and he goes, "What do you mean?" And right then I knew I was screwed. I knew I was screwed. And I'm like, "Oh, I understand he signed for another year." And then Kevin looks away from me, goes back to his computer, which he's actually interested in, and just starts typing. He goes like, "Yeah, they're just avoiding arbitration. It happens all the time." And now I'm just out there with my you-know-what in my hand.
Yeah.
So I can either pretend like I knew that and I just wanted to, you know, talk it over with him. So I just left.
I tried to help you out and go like, "Is that good or whatever?"
Yeah.
Just trying to keep it moving because he turned back to his computer screen, which if you ever look at it, it's just numbers. It's just numbers.
The matrix.
He's on ESPN.com, and yeah, it's just a series of columns and tables.
I can tell you, I will wear my part of this because this day, I hate this day in baseball because it is nothing but people tweeting out arbitration settlement numbers. It's just nonstop. And I'm like, okay, we knew this was going to happen. They're going to go to arbitration. They're all going to make somewhere within a range of $300,000, high or low. And some of them are going to settle and some of them are going to go to trial. And everybody makes it like it's a big news on the Twitter. So it's more me being annoyed with that than it is dismissing the question.
I'm glad I could take the brunt of it for all the sports writers out there.
They're not even doing anything wrong. It's just like, okay, but it's just a thing that we all knew was going to happen.
Yeah. So let me keep digging my own hole. This doesn't mean that we couldn't trade him.
No. Nothing changes as far as trading anybody. This is just now now you know exactly what he's going to be paid next year, as opposed to, let's say, both of them decided to go to trial. Then you wouldn't know exactly what he's going to make, but it is going to be within a range where another team probably doesn't care. You know, the difference between 5.3 and 5.1 million is not a big enough thing to jack up another team's plans, but it is uncertainty. What you have now is certainty. All of these guys. So Brendan Donovan settled today. Andre Pallante got a big fat raise to $4 million. And there's another thing people are questioning, like, how in the world can you get a raise when you were that bad? It's the arbitration system. It's as much about what you made last year and accumulating another year of service as it is just pure performance. Although the better you perform, the more it would be. So if Pallante had been good, it would probably be more like $6 million instead of $4 million.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so far I've seen Donovan, Nootbaar, Nolan Gorman, Andre Pallante, and I can't remember if there's one other settlement with the Cardinals.
And as you pointed out, it's awkward.
Yeah.
When they are arguing their case, say, for example, against Brendan Donovan, and they have to crap on him to try to convince the arbitration panel to go their way.
Yeah, and then after all that, you have to be buddies again.
Hey,
you're our guy. Hey. It's a really weird and dumb system that a lot of people in baseball would like to replace, but I'm not sure it's going anywhere.
Back down.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
No, welcome back. DGS 248. Show's going slow. Good show. But every day about this time, we clock whether it's going fast or slow. It feels like it's going slow today.
Everything's slow today.
Is it?
Everything.
Yeah? You're having a day.
Big game tonight. You know? Is it 6:30 yet?
What are you thinking about tonight?
I don't know. Flip a coin. It's a tough call. Feel good, but not certain.
Yeah. You want some fun facts?
Love them.
A fortune teller in Thailand got arrested after he predicted a woman would lose something valuable and then stole her iPhone. At least he warned her. He's a psychic.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you're going to lose something valuable.
Uh-huh.
And then he grabbed her iPhone.
That stinks.
Well.
The spots on Holstein cows are unique, like human fingerprints. No two cows ever have the same pattern.
What's a Holstein cow?
The black and white cows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The inside of the Leaning Tower of Pisa is completely empty. It's just a hollow cylinder from the top to the bottom.
It better be because everything's falling.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the most overrated thing is the Tower of Pisa. You just do your stupid pose like you're holding it up and that's it. The whole day's over.
Then move on.
If you're there, don't go out of your way for that.
In the 1920s and 30s, people used to have cages built that would hang out of their apartment windows, and they would put their babies in there, believing that it helped them to be healthy and grow.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting. Today is World Typing Day.
Oh?
I am amazed at typing. Like, I took typing classes in about ninth grade, and it worked. Like, I was okay at it. Like, I think 60 words per minute was probably my top, but I was pretty good at it. And I can still do it. That, like, but here's the thing. This is what's so fascinating to me about the brain. If I sit down at a typewriter and think about typing, I can't do it. But if I just let my mind kind of wander, it all the muscle memory comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird. Did you have typing classes?
We did, but we also did it as part of like a computer class as well.
Rachel,
yeah,
you?
We did. We did. I had it like sophomore year, I think.
Yeah, we had Mavis Beacon typing classes.
Never heard of it.
It's just like a program that you teach how to type.
Do you guys know that there are different keyboards in different languages?
No, but I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, because the letters are used differently, right?
Yeah.
So ours are based on the English language and how they're used and this kind of frequency. Mm-hmm. I was using my buddy's phone who was in from France when we were in Atlanta a couple months ago. And I picked up and I was trying to type a message. I'm like, nothing's where it's supposed to be.
Bath & Body Works debuted a new pizza and ranch candle last month, but they've already recalled it because it was making people gag. Customers claimed it was the most disgusting thing they had ever smelled.
How does it not come through in testing?
Yeah.
Like, do you not test it?
Yeah, I agree. A shopping mall in China has added windows to their public bathroom stalls that become clear if you light a cigarette, and a loud message goes out over the public announcement system saying that someone is in the ladies' bathroom smoking. China has their own way of doing stuff, man.
They definitely are to the point.
We talked about this a little bit recently, but Gen Z is solidly giving up vaping for cigarettes. Cigarettes are now cool again.
Great.
I mean, I feel like sometimes cigarettes might be better than the vapes. The way people are addicted to vaping, I mean, I feel like the folks with the vapes are hitting those vapes way more than you would smoke a cigarette, you know?
Solid point.
I don't know any of the science behind it, but I refuse to believe that the vapes are like, no, these are good for you, actually.
Healthy, yeah.
They're fine.
No, they're probably better in a lot of in specific ways, but certainly not better like as in good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Instacart posted a list of the most popular hot sauces of 2025. Any guess which one was number one?
Cholula.
Nope. Good guess.
Sriracha.
Nope. Frank's Red Hot.
I like Frank's.
Yeah, everyone likes Frank's.
It's delicious.
Some people like Tabasco, some don't. Some like Cholula, some don't.
I'm a big Cholula. It's good on breakfast, too.
Are you a big, like, Dave's Insanity sauce kind of guy?
Not hot stuff, no. I don't like the hot stuff.
Does it hurt your reflux?
For sure, and it's not even that. I just don't like the taste of it either. I never enjoyed, like, hot. Mild is probably the hottest I like to go.
They believe that they have picked up Leonardo da Vinci's DNA off of one of his sketches, I believe.
Oh.
And they are trying to match it now. And they think, and I don't know how this works, but they think if they can confirm that that's his DNA, they could explain his genius. Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. That you can look at DNA and go, oh, you're really good at art. But
I thought they were just trying to find his descendants. Do you have kids?
I don't know. Doesn't feel like he would have had kids.
Too busy making stuff.
Yeah, too busy making stuff. And they're doing things. I had a thought, too. It's kind of a dumb thought. But when you think back to, like, 100 years ago, okay, to 1926, when my mom was almost born, and everyone, you know, like, the cameras, everyone's moving really fast, that kind of thing. What if we could have had modern cameras? Like, what if we had modern camera shots of the Civil War and 1925 and World War II? Do you think that we'd look at those eras much differently? Because I'm one of those people, like, I know it wasn't black and white in the 20s.
Right.
But in my brain it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we would look at them.
Yeah, I think we'd have a better perspective, just to, you know, more of that common understanding.
Seem
that it,
like not real
all that,
people.
Not all that different than now, except for styles, right?
Yes.
Why were they all wearing black and white back in the day?
Who knows?
They all were wearing suits all the time, though. What was up with that?
All the damn time.
Why would you do that?
And I won't back down. Well, I know what's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.